Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, first this afternoon, tributes have been paid to a father and son from County Laois who have died following a road traffic incident while on a family holiday in Turkey. They've been named as Owen Fitzpatrick, who was aged in his 30s, and Dylan Fitzpatrick, who was 10 years old. Well, joining us on the line now is Port Laois Parish Priest Father John Byrne. And Father John, thank you for joining us today. A huge sense of shock at the loss of these two young lives. What can you tell us about the family?
Well, yes, indeed, a great sense of loss here in Port Laois, and a dark cloud over the whole community. The family, they're both sides of the family are Port Laois through and through, and there's the Fitzpatrick family and the Dowling family, Dylan's mother, Peter Dowling, well-known Port Laois family, and a great just wave of shock and sympathy has been extended to them. And, you know, whatever sympathy or support can be given, but we know that the families have difficult days ahead now, but please God, with the support of their family, their strong families, and indeed the strong community here, that it will help.
I know some local tributes have already been paid to Owen and Dylan, and they were well known in the sporting community there.
Very much associated with British BAA, and Dylan's brother Keane was on the under 15 county panel. You know, it's quite good at the sport as well, has been very involved, and so again, it has huge numbers of their schoolmates, and young Dylan was in fourth class and one of our schools, and so it has huge waves of ripples through the community as people are, as I say, really trying to do their best to get their heads around this and support the family in prayer and in general support.
Our understanding is that family is travelling to Turkey currently to be with another son who is also on holiday at the time. And
in fact,
they were doing some last-minute errands, Owen and Dylan, that's our understanding again, before they came home. How do you cope with something like this, Father John?
Owen and Dylan, along with Keane and other members of the party, were expected in Dublin Airport this morning, and all sorts of arrangements made about collecting them and where the kids were going to go and all of that. And now all of that's stood up on its end, and just how a family copes with this really is very, very difficult. But as I say, there is a strong community here, and they're well embedded in the community, and there will be those supports. But there are also indeed undoubtedly painful and lonely days ahead for all of the extended family, for Dylan's mother and grandparents, and Andy and Liz Dowling, and all of the extended Fitzpatrick and Dowling family who are in shock and in grief at this time.
All right, and no doubt the support of the community will be greatly needed, as you say, and it will be there. Father John Byrne, Port Laois Parish Priest, thank you so much for joining us.